The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare, called Your Best Healthcare Now. It is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines, as well as a senior advisor to healthcare.com. I think that just about covers it. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Well, I'm okay, Jill. But, you know, let's face it. I mean, I have now spent years on Robinhood Radio, frankly bragging about all the smart things I've done, like getting cancer-free with a clinical trial, saving money on health care and health insurance, and yes, avoiding the coronavirus with 3 vaccination shots so far. But today I want to talk about a mistake I made a couple of weeks ago as a warning to our listeners, especially people new to our area. Carol and I have lived in this bucolic, largely peaceful corner of the world for 35 years. We built a house up here. We love it up here. But from time to time, we've noticed an angry undercurrent aimed at people who are perceived as outsiders. That undercurrent has gotten worse in this pandemic, which has been made even more stressful by Donald Trump's divisive antics. He's made not wearing a mask in public some sort of loyalty oath to him. You're not wearing a mask, you're a patriot, you're with him. But if you are wearing a mask, you're against him. You're an enemy, or worse, you're a supporter of a tyranny to take away the personal freedom to refuse to wear masks, or to get vaccinated, for that matter. So here's what happened to me a couple of weeks ago in the Millerton Post Office. I was at the counter inside the main office, and I had 3 packages and several forms to fill out, and a couple of questions about my passport, which took some time. Suddenly, the guy waiting behind me said the M curse word loudly and angrily. I ignored it, and I just finished my business as fast as I could. But then as I stepped away to leave, the guy was glaring at me. That's when I made a very foolish mistake. I should have just kept going, but instead of walking away, I confronted him. I reacted like I always have to bullies. I stood up to him. I said, "Do you have a problem with me?" And he said, "No, I didn't say a word to you." But then he blurted out a loud and angry command. He said, "Get out of here." I said, "Wow, you got a problem, buddy. You need some anger management counseling." And he said, now nearly screaming, "You've got the problem. You're a liberal. You're a liberal Democrat." He said that like a curse. He was just shaking with anger. I was an enemy. I was wearing a mask. So therefore, I must be a liberal, and worse, I must be a Democratic Party supporter of all kinds of rules and mandates to take away his personal freedoms. Look, I was stupid to confront the guy. He was at least 20 years younger and 20 pounds heavier. He could have easily punched me out, or worse. The clerk behind plexiglass couldn't have stopped him. In fact, the clerk, who wasn't wearing a mask, greeted him as an old pal after witnessing the angry run-in. Anyway, as I entered the main lobby to leave, there were 4 men all lined up waiting, and they were all maskless. And one, out of astonishment, really, for what had just happened, being cursed for wearing a mask to protect others from my germs, including protecting that angry guy, I said, "That guy just cursed me as a liberal." And the first guy in line said, rather dismissively, "The world keeps spinning around." And I said, wise guy, to the end, "Yes, but it's spinning out of control." So what's a little lesson here from my run-in at the post office? First, keep wearing your mask in public places, please. Roughly 80% of people around here are fully vaccinated, one of the highest rates in the country. That's great. But that still leaves 1 person out of 5 who aren't vaccinated or isn't vaccinated. And if you're traveling for the holidays, nationally, 1 out of 3 people you'll see aren't vaccinated. In addition, COVID cases are soaring, especially in the colder Midwest and Northeast states. Connecticut's COVID cases have nearly doubled since October. Plus, there are still 70,000 new COVID cases nationally each day, including thousands of breakthrough cases. 5,000 people go to the hospital each day, and 1,000 people die each day, joining the 767,000 Americans killed by COVID so far. So please, keep wearing your mask, But don't make my mistake. Walk away from angry glares or taunts, and please don't start anything by calling out people who refuse to wear masks. Just turn around and walk away. This is my fear, and this is not the opinion of Robin Hood Radio, anyway, here, Jill or Marshall. This is me. I fear that we're living in dangerous times. I remember the assassinations of the 1960s, and I think we're headed for another cycle of terrible violence. Our country has more guns than people. Hothead vigilantes are shooting and killing others and then claiming self-defense. To make matters worse, the conservative Supreme Court is flirting with allowing concealed carry for so-called self-defense. And many on the right, and that includes Republican Party leaders for sure, with national influence, are legitimizing violence against others to the point where 30% of Republicans say they might have to resort to violence to, quote-unquote, save the country. A young man at a conservative rally just asked, "When do we get to use the guns?" The audience applauded, and the local Republican leader said it was, quote-unquote, a fair question. Look, they call themselves conservatives, but they're the radical threat to our democracy. So yes, I fear that we're hurtling toward assassinations. Only this time, the victims will include ordinary folks, like school board members mandating masks and vaccines, town clerks counting votes, and maybe wise guys with big mouths in generally peaceful small towns wearing a mask to protect others. Look, granted, it's no fun wearing a mask, but you're protecting yourself, you're protecting others, even if you're fully vaccinated. The administration and the media keep saying that breakthrough cases where the virus breaks through the vaccination immunity are rare because they don't want to discourage the holdouts from finally getting vaccinated. But breakthroughs aren't rare. They're all too common. The thing is, if you're among those with a breakthrough case, there's a 95% chance your infection will be mild. That vaccine is going to protect you. But if you're not vaccinated and you get COVID, you're running the risk of landing in the ICU, being put on a ventilator because you can't breathe, and if that happens, probably joining the 767,000 Americans killed by COVID. So keep your guard up and don't, please don't, do anything stupid like I did. That's my message for today, Jill.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store, and on my desk.